Let's start at the State Capture Commission, where cross-examination of an unidentified witness is underway, known as Witness Number 3, who was a driver and very close security officer to former Minister Malusi Gigaba. He's giving evidence from an undisclosed location, as there was recently an assassination attempt against him. And this comes against dramatic news of the weekend that there was an apparent attempted hit on another key Transnet witness at the Zondo Commission. The Hawks have confirmed they are investigating this. The man is a Transnet security official who appeared before Judge Zondo, identified only as Witness 1. He testified at the commission in August last year, and he testified about how he went before Zondo that Brian Molefe had received wads of cash from the Guptas in a leather backpack. He was driving his behind a bucky on Ulster Road in Meerdale, south of Joburg, just before 6 a.m. on Saturday morning when this incident happened. So very concerning indeed. Zondo lashing out, saying it's completely unacceptable that witnesses who want to assist the commission are targeted. He spoke about that at the start of proceedings today. Have a listen.
It is most concerning that attempts by some in our society seem to continue to intimidate and attack people who want to assist this nation on the matters that this commission is investigating. People want to assist this commission to understand what happened in regard to the matters that it is investigating. It is completely unacceptable that witnesses, whether they have given evidence before the commission or are still going to give evidence before the commission, are targeted and attacked, and attempts are made on their lives. Attempts are made to kill them. It is completely unacceptable. And I would ask the law enforcement agencies to please assist this commission by dealing with these matters expeditiously, because those who seek to silence people who want to assist the commission, who want to assist the nation to understand what happened, seem to be quite determined to continue. And attacks on one person, whether he or she has previously given evidence or is still to give evidence, may well deter many others that the commission wishes to hear from on the matters that it is investigating. I applaud the courage of various people in our country who, despite threats to their own safety and to their lives and to the safety and lives of their loved ones, have nevertheless come before this commission to assist the nation to understand what happened with regard to the matters that we are investigating.
Powerful comments there from Judge Zondo. And we know what happens to whistleblowers in this country. Just ask the families of Mos Pakwe or Jimmy Mokhlala, who were both killed for speaking up, or ask Tabiso Zulu, who's constantly on the run fighting off attempts on his life. Something has to give if we truly want to fight corruption in South Africa. Let's go to Ntukwana Ngatane, who's been watching the commission for us today. And Ntukwana, thank you for joining us here. Judge Zondo speaking out about this incident. We've got an attempt on the life of one of these unknown witnesses, another testifying today, and we need the testimony from these people if we're going to get to the bottom of state capture.
Absolutely, Mende. And as you say, if anyone knows the plight of whistleblowers in this country, it'll be you, because you have spoken to them firsthand. And of course, he had to make a strong statement to even appeal to law enforcement agencies to take action to ensure that people are not discouraged from coming not only before the commission, but to law enforcement, to ensure that corruption and other things are dealt with. And isn't it quite strange, Mandy, that, I mean, here is a witness. We didn't even know that this witness was going to, we didn't even know that this witness was going to be cross-examined this morning, because the program of the commission only put forward the testimony of Brian Molefe regarding Transnet, and yet he was threatened over the weekend. So that should tell you something.
Indeed. So Malusi Gigaba's advocate has been cross-examining this witness number three about the cash drop-offs and all of these visits to the Guptas. What's been happening there?
Let me try some sort of chronology if I can, because, I mean, obviously there's a reason why Malusi Gigaba's legal team wants to cross-examine this particular witness. But I suppose let's start with the disagreement in terms of the number of visits that Malusi Gigaba took to the Gupta residence. The witness says 6 or 7 times. Malusi Gigaba denies this, and he says, well, he at least went there 1 or 2 times. And the witness says on those occasions, at one point, he saw Ben Ngubane there in the entourage of the former president, Jacob Zuma. And Malusi Gigaba attempts to say that he was never at the Gupta residence at the same time with Ben Ngubane, because Ben Ngubane was an ambassador to Chile at that point in time, but the former president was never there with him. But the witness says, I never said he was there as board chair of ESCOM. I just said I saw him there in 2013. And if you go back, Mandy, you'll hear from his evidence, Ben Ngubane, that he did have some contact with the Guptas and Salim Issa prior to him being a board chair of ESCOM. So who we believe, I suppose the evidence will tell us. He also denies that he ever took cash from the Guptas, and the witness saying that he connected the dots because every time they had been there, there was money in Malusi Gigaba's car. But his lawyer, Advocate Richard Solomon, saying that you cannot say for certain because you didn't see yourself, you know, Malusi Gigaba taking money from the Guptas to his car. So the witness conceding that that in fact is the case.
We're also expecting Brian Molefe to give evidence today. He was initially down on the schedule, but he's coming back this time to speak about Transnet, not about ESCOM.
That is correct. As I say, that is what we expected to happen this morning from 10 a.m. But when we came in the morning, that's when we were then told that arrangements had been made for Malusi Gigaba's legal team to cross-examine witness three.
And Tukwana Ngatane, watching the State Capture Commission for us, thank you very much for your time today. Very worrying indeed. So we've got witness one, who there was an attempted assassination on his life at the weekend. We know that he has given evidence before last August about how he was driving Brian Molefe around and how Molefe received wads of cash, allegedly, from the Guptas in a leather backpack. So there was that attempt. And now we've got witness three, who's testifying today under cross-examination from Malusi Gigaba's advocates. And he says he, too, has experienced a threat on his life. So Zondo speaking out there, and important that if we are going to have witnesses coming forward to the State Capture Commission, then we need to ensure that they are safe, and the police have to investigate this.